MDN TV, the podcast. Be abreast with now. Never miss a thing with MDN TV, the podcast. We love to keep you in the present with diverse goodies from secular and non-secular subjects of global interest. Join us. Grab more from these series. Listen to our podcasts. The undeniable choice.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. Yes. This is MDN Shows Running with the Times, only on MDN TV, the podcast. And I am Major Daughter. Welcome, welcome, welcome to all our listeners and viewers around the world. Meet us in the comments. We are live there. Engage, ask your questions, share this podcast right away. And if you have not subscribed yet, what are you waiting for? Because this is the hottest show on the planet, and we have one of the hottest guests on the planet. Tell you what, today we're looking at one of those sensitive topics. Really, we want to look at the relationship between trauma and alcohol and all the problems that comes with it. Look, so many don't really want to talk about such things because there's a whole stigma around alcoholism and those who are addicted to alcohol and the problems that comes with it. We know how some families have been destroyed because of this problem. Well, my guest is gonna help us with all of that. We're going to take some time really to go through this. She is an alcohol-free coach, a best-selling author of a daily devotional called The Plans He Has For Me. She helps people put alcohol to the side for 12 consecutive weeks. I don't know. Do you know anyone who could find value in this? Do you know anyone who's been looking for ways to really put alcohol aside? Do you know anyone who's been struggling? Even it could be families, whoever it is. Tell them to jump in right after this.
MDN TV, the podcast. Be abreast with now. Never miss a thing with MDN TV, the podcast. We love to keep you in the present with diverse goodies from secular and non-secular subjects of global interest. Join us. Grab more from these series. Listen to our podcasts. The Undeniable Choice.
The Undeniable Choice is indeed today, Rose Ann Forte. Thanks a gazillion times, Rose, for saying yes and for sharing yourself and your wisdom with the whole world. Please take this time to greet our viewers and listeners. I'm going to swing the mic to you. But first, tell us, how did you choose a path in coaching people come out of alcohol, or be alcohol free? Rose?
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I'm so happy to be here and explain to you some things that, you know, you may be curious about how we get into this place and how I find myself doing this, because yes, it is a different path. My background was actually in finance and accounting and administration. You know, I used to be an executive for public companies, and, you know, it just, I was successful, yet I got trapped in, you know, this cycle of have fun, drink, relax, drink, stress, drink. And yeah, eventually, I mean, we don't get into it thinking like we're going to develop a problem, right? Yes. You know, and, but the thing is, we do, we start solving our personal problems through a substance instead of kind of having the clarity to deal with the actual problem. And I, like many people, and I'm so glad that you recognize what a big problem this is, because statistically, 9% of the people have some level of a problem worldwide. And you also mentioned about families. So let's just round up to 10% because it's easy math. You know, if you know 30 people, including family, right, there could be 1 to 3 people in there have a problem. And so this is affecting everybody in some way, shape, or form, even if you look at productivity in the workplace. But back to my story, you know, at some point, I started recognizing, wait, this is bad for me. I'm having a problem losing weight. I'm hungover in the morning. I may not have energy. My blood pressure is going up. I start negotiating with myself, like only after 5, only with other people, only on the weekends, only on special occasions, right? I call it mental gymnastics. Mm. And the problem with the mental gymnastics is you're just having the conversation in your head. And you're not keeping up with the promises to yourself. So now it starts affecting self-esteem. And it just ends up being a snowball effect. For me, I was not interested in... I knew AA was an option. And it's a successful option for a lot of people who go to it. I don't want to take anything away from their success. However, I was already a woman of faith, so looking to a higher power was not my problem. And I really was opposed to calling myself a name, the alcoholic word. Mm. And so I resisted. I really resisted that program because I thought there was a lot of a stigma associated with it. Oh, you're one of those. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I can't drink in front of you. Like, oh, is this going to, like, I didn't want to be that person.
Yes, yes.
Ended up going to a secular coaching program when COVID came because I was really afraid of, you know, the health consequences. When you drink heavily, it affects your immune system and your lung function, two things that you need during COVID. And so I joined a coaching program and my life, and it was just 90 days. Let's just see what happens in 90 days. And I was like, I don't think I've ever quit for 90 days. I wonder what this looks like. It was not a forever thing. And my life was so transformed. My blood pressure was down. My weight was down. Confidence was up. My peace, my joy. It was just an incredible transformation. And for me, being that woman of faith, I kind of recognized all of the, you know, biblical wisdom that was incorporated into the coaching program I did. And so I wanted to translate that wisdom to, you know, a faith-based program, because statistically, according to the NIAH, a division that's called NIAAA, they focus on the alcohol part of health, but 84%, you are 84% more likely to succeed when God is involved in this process. And so I think I'm on the right path.
Wow. Congratulations on the steps you have taken that have really turned your life around. But how long did you deal with this privately before you chose to get help?
Thank you. Thank you for asking that question. So I've been thinking about that at least 5 years, you know, when you go, well, wait, I have a problem. And you start that negotiation and, well, the problem isn't that bad. And again, statistically, scientifically, they say that you will try and address this problem by yourself for 4.5 to 5 years. I think it's longer because how can you statistically know how long somebody is secretly suffering and negotiating with themselves? And so I want to say that it's a really long path. And a lot of times, very unfortunately, it takes an event. My event was COVID. It could be a hangover, a relationship, saying something stupid, losing your job, a diagnosis. It's very unfortunate, but a lot of times, you know, it's the wake up call. So, but that's why I want to do this non-shame approach to get people to earlier go, well, what does it look like for 12 weeks? What does it look like? Like, because there's various levels of the problem. And I want to just challenge people. It doesn't have to be forever, because forever is daunting. Actually, 12 weeks can be daunting for some, but, it's worth it to put it aside and at least say, what does life look like without it?
Wow. And why do people choose to suffer secretly? And why 12 weeks? Why 3 months? What's the magic or the miracle behind the number?
Yeah. Again, just great question. So why 12 weeks? Because it's a neurological habit, right? But luckily we have neuroplasticity. And when I say neurological habit, it's anything we practice and we do over and over and over again, goes into our subconscious mind. And it just becomes an operating system. I'm stressed, I drink, right? You don't even think about it. You know, I want to have fun, I drink. I go on vacation, I drink. And it's the same thing I think all of us have experienced when we go to and from work every day. We can get to and from work without even being aware that we did it. And that's your subconscious mind, your operating system that's taking place. Well, we can put good things in the operating system and we can put toxic things in the operating system. And unfortunately, unknowingly, you know, I put a toxic thing in the operating system. But luckily, there is something called neuroplasticity, which means we can be aware of the trigger and we can create a new pathway for how to you know, kind of repattern that. So if you need connection, how do we do this? If you need joy, how do we do this? If you need stress relief, how do we do this? And so we can rewire our brain. And I will just tell you here today that I am a brand new person with brand new thought patterns. And I can't even believe the transformation and the lies I used to believe about alcohol, about how my life could not go on if alcohol was not present. And how could I take a vacation? How could I have fun? How could I be? And now I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so happy to take a vacation without alcohol. I get to do so much more. And pick the bars I'm going to go to.
With the plug. Yeah. You say there's a relationship between trauma and alcohol. I guess this also goes for trauma and drug abuse. Would you like to elaborate
absolutely.
On that?
Yeah, absolutely. There is, you know, whether it's big T trauma or little T trauma, you know, big T trauma is like one giant event that has shaken your nervous system, right? And little T trauma could be just a series of small events over time that are so persistent.
Yes.
And I call that maybe psychological abuse by somebody, that they just affect you and they affect your nervous system. And again, without the awareness of what's happening, you reach for a substance to calm your nervous system. And it might work initially, like, oh, I don't have to feel that pain, right? But the problem with the substance is we need more and more and more and more of it.
Yes.
And until it's not fun anymore. And that is what happened to me. It took decades to kind of graduate, but I think what really was happening, where my problems really started, is when I thought that it would relieve my stress, or checking out of my stressful life would help. But the problem is, we check out, we wake up the next morning, and not only are the same problems there, now we don't feel as good. We don't have as much clarity to deal with the problems. We don't have as much energy to deal with the problem. And so we've just made it worse. And again, it's this awareness that is so critical to changing our relationship with the substance.
And I'm thinking,
and I do want to, if you don't mind, I don't know if I completely answered your question about 12 weeks.
Yes.
It takes between 60 and 222 days to change a neurological habit. So a lot of times when people, there's so many alcohol free programs, like put it aside for 30 days or dry January or sober October or even Lent. But the only thing we're doing is going like this, using willpower, and I can't wait for day 31 or 40, right? But what happens in a 12-week is people are excited about the 30 days. They start to feel good. But then the second part, they're like, wait, I'm bored. Is this going to be fun? And so we start teaching them, like, wait, how can you use your gifts? What can you, you know, you took out something from your life. What can you put back in? And it's just this teaching and training. It's just not enough time. For 30 days is not enough time to really feel the effect and change a neurological pathway. But 3 months is great amount of time.
And is this done through a group or it's individuals? Because you also talk about accountability. How important is that during this process?
I also talk about what?
Accountability.
Oh, yeah. You are 5 times more likely to succeed in changing a habit. And think about it, like even if I go to Weight Watchers, right? It's just that showing up and saying I'm doing it. Because the problem is we've already spent quite a few years negotiating this in our heads, letting ourselves down. So now we've gotten in the habit of mental gymnastics and not being accountable to our own voice. And so that's another thing when I coach, it's making sure people understand that your word has to mean something now to you. And usually when people have a coach or a group of people that they're stating or checking in with, and they realize that other people are doing it with them, they're not alone. And that's what I'm trying to say, you are not alone. I mean, I'm just rounding, but 10% of the world is struggling with this. I mean, you are not alone. And that stigma, it's just, I really want to get rid of that stigma. Just, we all have a habit, right? We all have a habit. Yes. I don't know why alcohol has to be like elevated to, well, we need to call, you know, it this. I used to smoke cigarettes. That was a pretty dang bad habit. Mm-hmm. And I quit because it was killing me. And there's a much better life not smoking. And I look at alcohol as the same way. The science coming out is it's not so healthy for your body. It creates a lot of inflammation. It causes you to do things that you regret the next day. And so developing that awareness of knowing what the truth about what it is and how it affects your body. It doesn't affect everybody that way, but it affects a lot of people that way.
Now, you've made an example about Weight Watchers. Some of them have gone back to their former weight, you know, after they've come out of their accountability group. How does one really balance that now? Because you're so used to being accountable, being in a group, having the support. What happens once you're out of the support? What are the chances of being able to maintain and keeping it up there? Rose?
Yeah, you just have some great questions.
Thank you.
And I do think accountability, and even because I am a Weight Watcher graduate myself, and I think especially, let's just go to weight for a second, because for me, it used to be diet, get to a certain weight, yippee, let's go back to where we were. Did I lie? Right? And that's what.
Yes.
Okay. And that is what can happen with alcohol and any other substance. So what happens is we get to a point and we start going, wow, I feel fabulous. Like alcohol isn't an issue for me anymore. And you kind of get this confidence. And you start going, well, I deserve this, just like food or just like cookies and brownies, right? Mm. I deserve this. And that I've just come to this realization recently for myself. That's a bit, you deserve some things, but you have to be careful of what you're saying. I deserve this too.
Yes.
Right? Yes. I deserve to drink. Mm. What? Like, I deserve to eat a half of a chocolate cake. And I've had, literally, I'm just realizing the danger of those words. Let's just take chocolate cake for a minute because everybody understands chocolate cake maybe better than alcohol. Did I deserve the extra, I don't know, 1600 calories? Did I deserve to gain weight? Did I deserve to derail my goals and my future vision of myself? What part of that chocolate cake did I deserve? Right? Mm. And just this awareness process is so important to understanding your choices in the future, because we are full of making lies to ourselves, and that's a big one. And so in the coaching program, do you deserve to be drunk? Do you deserve to be checked out? Do you deserve to cause inflammation to your body? Do you deserve to reignite that neurological pathway? What part of that did you just, right? Do you see the big lie here?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's what I'm trying to do. And sometimes, you know, it takes a couple of times. And that's why I don't want to put the shame in the label. What if you just quit for 90 days and you decide to reengage again? It's part of the process, right? Yes. It's just... I quit smoking. I probably quit 50 times before it stuck, and I quit drinking, and I'm sure I quit. I attempted. I've never counted, but I know I had a lot of conversations with myself, right?
Yes.
But being observant of those conversations is very helpful. It's not good to shame yourself, because shame never created anything good. Yeah.
I love your honesty, and thank you so much for that. We are at the tail end. Let's talk to some families who have people that are struggling with alcoholism, or families or people who have friends who are struggling with this. How can they help them, or how do they help them? Rose?
I am very appreciative of that question too, because one of the biggest surprises for me about this devotional, and it can be, if you go to Amazon and read some of the reviews, you'll see that in there. I have been getting so many testimonies about, I gave it to my husband or my brother or my cousin, and they receive it with love, because it's not, look, I think you're an alcoholic and you need to go AA. It's like, look, there's a challenge program for 12 weeks. And I know you've shared to me that you wish you could quit, and maybe this would help, right? And I have gotten back so many comments like, wow, it's give them the book. They're not drinking anymore. They're completely changed. It's a miracle. And that is a very surprising benefit of this book. Is I'm not using any of the languaging. I'm just saying it's, you know, I'm choosing to be alcohol free because it's a much better way to live. And when people can kind of get out of that, wait, if I'm identified here, I'm like, once you're an alcoholic, you are not, I've heard them say, once you turn into a pickle, you can't ever go back to a cucumber. So like, you know, we don't want those labels and the, you know, that identification, but to say, yeah, you know, drinking was kind of bothering me and I put it aside because, and now I sleep better and I'm happier. I think I'm going to just continue not to drink. It's just a whole different narrative than the one that's been out there. You know what I mean?
And thinking of the plans he has for me, I believe each day has got that booster. So it's a must have. That is the daily devotional. Now, how can our listeners and our viewers find out more about you? Where do they find this devotional? How soon can they have it?
Yeah, well, if you have Amazon, it might be the next day. So our Kindle, you know, it's on Amazon and Noble. You can also find out more about me and the program and the book on www.theplanshehasforme.com. And you can download for free the Kickstart Method for Alcohol Freedom that is on my website. And those are kind of the best kind of keys I have to staying the course for these 12 weeks. And it's very private. I don't spam people. I'm not interested in doing that. I just want to make sure that people understand this is available and this is transformative to their lives. So yeah, www.theplanshehasforme.com.
Yes. And the plans for me, theplanshehasforme.com is a website. The link is in the description. And that course is there as well. Ask, just in case you're not sure, you want to try this out. Look, if one is serious about change, you'll do all it takes to go for that change. It all takes willingness. And I can tell you, willingness together with the find out what he has to say about you. What are the plans? I think day one just says it all for me. And Rose, we really appreciate your time, your wisdom. You have spent just a few minutes with us, but you have really tilted bolts, so much of wisdom. And that is something we are so grateful for. I believe teenagers need to read this. I believe those in high schools, because some are just struggling with drugs. Here is a book. It's not just about alcohol. I believe substance abuse, if anyone will take advantage, day one, let's see how far you can go. Where did
you? Yeah, that's the other.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, please.
Yeah, that's the other thing that the reviews come back is this could be good for any bad habit. It doesn't have to be alcohol. And most of the book, I just say habit, habit, habit. There are some alcohol verses in there, but it's all the same no matter what substance you're using. It's all the same process.
Yes, and I'm in 100% agreement with you. After looking at the book, going through the book, it's for everybody. Parents can get it for their teenagers who are struggling with one thing or the other. You can get it for your friend, can get it for... Here is a starting point, and that's what you have provided for all of us. We are at the end. The show comes to an end, but this conversation doesn't have to end. Continue the conversation on the website. Get hold of the book. What will be your last words as you switch off the mic? What do you have in mind for one who will get to listen to this much, much later? For one who's listening now, for one who will watch later and is thinking, I've been trying to come out. I've been part of AA. I've been part of different groups. Nothing has happened. Maybe you just need to read, because this is a brain thing. From the conversation we've heard, it boils down to the brain work. Brain work. Rose?
I would say, based on the title, right, it's a faith-based book about God having a better plan and us really believing that. I went from a place of despair and praying for God to take me off this earth to a place that I'm filled with hope and joy. And that is not reserved for me. That is reserved for everyone. We just need to trust him and put it aside for this period of time and do what you know, use his instruction manual to find out what's possible, to find out and see that there is a better plan. Again, not reserved. This is for everyone.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Rose Ann Forte, check her out. That website again, theplanshehasforme.com. Links in the description. From us to you. Well done.
MDN Talk Radio. The mic swings to you. At MDN Talk Radio, the conversation is upbeat with life-enhancing chats moderated by personalities that matter. Exclusive conversations to keep our radio community interactive is with you now. Log on from the comfort of your couch or take us along in your palm as you go. Hear us. The undeniable choice.